When Central American migrants tried to enter the U.S. from Mexico this past weekend, Border Patrol agents fired tear gas. They said it was in response to being pelted with rocks and bottles. Military police from the Army are also deployed at the border, but only in a supportive role. There were reports they could be home in time for Christmas, but that may now be in doubt. Let me bring in NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. And Tom, remind us just the top line number here. How many U.S. troops currently on the border right now in these supporting roles, supporting DHS?
Mary Louise, it was 5,900 troops. It's dropped a bit down to about 5,600, along with 2,100 National Guard troops.
All right, hang on. I'm doing the math. So that's just shy of 8,000?
Yeah, roughly 8,000 total. Right, active and guard. Mm-hmm. And the deployment of the active troops was expected to end December 15th. But what I'm hearing now is a large number of the active troops could stay beyond December 15th and well into January. They're working the details of it now. We expect to have more in the coming days. And Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was asked about all this today, and he just kind of said, hey, we're still working on it with Homeland Security. Let's listen.
We work daily on it. Right now, we have no new requests, although we're discussing every day the situation.
Now, although the secretary wouldn't get into it, I'm told by officials that some of these active troops at 5,600 will remain. Others will go home and be replaced by other troops, right? And then there's some that'll just go home and not be replaced. But the bottom line is you're still looking at a sizable active duty force into January.
And do we have any more clarity on what exactly they're supposed to be doing and whether quite that sizable a force is necessary to respond to the perceived threat at the border?
Well, some already have, strung out barbed wire and put up barriers and so forth. And others right now are protecting the Border Patrol folks down there. They're sort of the third line of defense. But a lot of officers I talk with say, listen, you don't need 5,000 plus troops or even half of this, several thousand troops.
It also costs a lot of money to keep that many troops there.
$72 million so far for the active troops. And they're saying, listen, you don't need that many. You could get by with maybe hundreds and so forth. But at this point, we just don't get a sense of what's going to be the final number. Again, it'll be in coming days. Now, Defense Secretary Mattis has defended this. He's saying it's not a political stunt, as some have said. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Joe Dunford, also has defended this. But clearly, a lot of people will be talking about this in January, particularly Democrats, when they take over the House.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.